weekday morning, but nothing brings more joy to have a couple of guests bring in some energy and some life into the studio. And we have a friend of ours, Paul Byrne, is here. And well, I've been friends with Paul for quite some time, and he's a great artist, makes some great music. Paul, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Rick?
Everything's good.
Yeah.
You have come up with some new stuff lately.
Yeah, a lot of new tracks. Some of them are still out, you know, with various musicians getting finished up. I think we talked a few minutes ago about Todd Myhan. He just texted me as I pulled into the lot this morning.
Oh, cool.
Getting close to wrapping up the latest one that I gave him.
Cool. So he's working while you're out driving around.
That's all I do is drive around.
We love that. Yeah. And when you're not driving, you're playing guitar or like hanging out with the family. What goes on?
A little bit of everything. You know, and I do have a day gig until these Spotify residuals come in.
And you want to tell the folks your day gig or keep it a secret?
Oh, it's no big. I'm a part owner of a staffing company, IT staffing company.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with that. And that gives you free time so you can goof off and play guitar and write songs.
Yes. We get money to do the things that we love to do at night. That's what we do.
Yeah. And mow the lawn. And besides that, Paul, you're playing at Daryl's house. What date? What time? What's going on?
That's a great question, Rick. Let's go to the internet. No, it's Saturday the 26th. This coming Saturday at noon, it's the brunch. It's free admission, so come on in. Going to do things a little bit different this time. I've been there a few times before. This round, I'm going to do a lot. You'll probably do a mix of 50-50 covers. In the past, I've done mostly originals, but Daryl's is kind of known for their tribute bands and everything. So, the folks that come in will enjoy more covers. And I'll have two others with me. I'll have Ann, my wife, you've known longer than me. And Glenn, who's my stepbrother bass player.
Cool. So,
and that's a whole other, we can get into life chats later if you'd like.
How cool. Well, it sounds like a family project.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so this is at noon at Daryl's house. And it's a cool scene, the brunch there. Tell the folks what goes on at brunch.
Well, you sit down. Someone will come over and ask you what you'd like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty typical.
Yeah, but
it's pretty typical, right? No, the food's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So we'll play for 2 hours while everybody's, eating and enjoying, and hang out and have a good time. I always love, I don't mind when people are chatting. It means we got the right people together in the right room and they're having a good time.
Yeah.
That's all what music is all about. Get people together and have a good time.
And
the food's phenomenal.
Yeah, and the songs that you're presenting aren't, the most intricate thing where you have to absolutely pay attention to everything to get it. It's kind of universally accepted as these are great songs to have a good time to.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So, speaking of which, how long have you been writing your own music?
Writing since I was a teenager, so that was about 12 years ago, give or take a couple decades. I've been writing for a very long time. I always found it was a great way to deal with the life situations that you have. I usually don't talk about it, but you and I have known each other a very long time, so I will share with your listeners. my parents were divorced. My father left before I was a year old and lived less than a mile from my house, and we have never spoken. And he passed away last year. We never said hello to each other. So you can imagine what that's like growing up in a small town, Beacon, and having that. There's various ways that you can, deal with that. There's alcohol and all kinds of fun stuff, and tried everything, not everything, just drank a bit, and found that songwriting was the thing that kept me out of the trouble most. So
it is the safest and most cathartic thing that I do as a way to get out what's going on inside. Now, it could be a happy time, but a lot of times you're working things out, you can if you have that inside you, and obviously you do let it out, so that's cool.
Yeah, I'm working it out for 55 years, and I'm sure I'm hoping for a few more.
Yeah, well, cool. And it also helps when you have a beautiful guitar that comes packed with songs and it's sound whole.
Yeah, this is a Gibson SJ200, the beast of a guitar. I do play it 3 hours a night. It's not really made for playing 3 hours, but I've gotten used to it. My left finger's are really strong. I can lift up a Volkswagen. Just with my left fingers.
Well, folks, we have Paul Byrne in the studio. He's playing this Saturday at Daryl's house at noon. It's brunch, and that will give you plenty of time to have a good meal, enjoy some great music, and get on with the rest of your day. And Pauling is not very far from anywhere, so don't miss out. Paul, you want to play a tune?
I would love to.
What's it called?
I'm going to do one called In Good Time.
Okay. Thank you. Paul right. Byrne, 98.1 KZE.
There's a mattress on the floor in a living room without a door. There's a window, it's got a crack. I looked around, I'll be right back. For my fear, a bottle of wine. Then I picked up my guitar to help change your mind. Oh, we'll be right in good time. There's a man, said he loves you. That won't stop me from thinking of you. I don't mean no grief or strife, but is this what you wanted for the rest of your life? Oh, we'll be right in good time. We'll be together all the time. Then you ask me in the morning, will I be there tonight? On a mattress, on the floor, in a living room without a door. Oh, we'll be right in good time. She's got a job up the old north way, typing letters for minimum wage. Long black hair, old brown car, temperamental all year long. I curse that goddamn car. Oh, we'll be right in good time. We'll be together all the time. Then you ask me in the morning, will I be there tonight? On a mattress, on the floor, in a living room without a door. Oh, we'll be right in good time. I got down on one knee. I got a question I don't want to repeat. I got a ring, for you it's for. And if you say yes to me, we'll get a living room door. Oh, we'll be right in good time. We'll be together all the time. Then you ask me in the morning, will I be there tonight? On a mattress, on the floor, in a living room without a door. We fell in love in that room. Oh, you better think again if you think I'm leaving anytime soon. Oh, we'll be right in good time. Oh, we'll be right in good time. Oh, we'll be right in.
The Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE, live in the studio with Paul Byrne. Paul, yes, do sir. Living rooms have doors?
They don't. But it's this is a true story about some folks that you know. And it's all about, you know, what it looks like now might not be what it looks like later. So. Mm.
Yeah.
Through it.
Yeah. But requests from the honey for interesting things always happens, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Why is this an open concept here? Living room.
Well, so as you know, my wife came with the daughter Jillian, who you also have known since she was before I met her, which was 4 years old. Yeah. When I met Ann, she had a one bedroom apartment, and Jillian had the bedroom, and Ann slept in the living room. And that's where her bed was. So, you know, that's what it was. One of the first thing that I saw when I walked in the place, and I said, "Well, this is a special woman right here. This is somebody who I really admire." You know, that meant a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but her bedroom was the living room, and it needed a door, Rick.
It all makes sense. Say no more. Yeah. Well, all the best with that, and. How about less talking, more songs? You got another one?
Absolutely. You want to do it right now?
Yeah.
All right.
Paul Byrne live on 98.1 KZE. Don't miss Paul doing the Saturday brunch at Daryl's house. It starts at noon. So get there a little bit early so you can eat and enjoy and, well, have a great time at Daryl's house.
Yeah, come on out. I always tell people, you know, if you haven't been there, Come while I'm there, because you'll be there with somebody that you know, somebody you can come and say hello to, and you have a good time, get relaxed, and lots of nice people.
The sight lines at Daryl's house is amazing. The sound there is amazing. There's screens all around. No matter what you do, you can look up and see what's happening all around you, which is kind of cool.
And it's the same location that they use to film the live from Daryl's, where they do this, where he brings in all these ultra famous musicians. Yeah. They go through their songs and everything. So it's the same spot, so you can come sit right in the studio.
It's a cool thing.
Great setting.
All right, well, knock 'em dead, Paul. This Saturday at noon brunch, Daryl's house, and now Paul Byrne will take us out with another tune called...
This is a brand new song called Come On, Come On. I wrote it about 6 days ago. Got to play it once at the town crier.
That's wow.
It. So this will be our
spanking
second time.
Brand new.
Yeah.
Out here on this tightrope, straight line and some false hope, telling myself it's fine. I started thinking, my heart started sinking, everything turned to black. And I called my mother, said please tell my brothers, everything will be fine. Please leave that screen door open, I'm praying and hoping that I find my way tonight. Come on, come on, this isn't over. Come on, come on, we can do it again. Come on, come on, we can start over. Come on, come on, will you do this again? I didn't notice the plane kept on slowing. I'm heading into a glide. Nobody hears the frequency I'm hearing. Please turn the dial. Come on, come on, this isn't over. Come on, come on, we can do it again. Come on, come on, we can start over. Come on, come on, will you do this again? I'm down by the ocean, my eyes start to open. I see you in the ebony sand. I put my face in the water. That fish, she's my daughter. She's bringing me back to the land. This isn't over. Come on, come on, we can do it again. Come on, come on, we can start over. Come on, come on, will you do this again? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. This isn't over.
KZE live in the studio with Paul Byrne. He's got a gig Saturday brunch. Daryl's house starts at noon. Paul, thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure when you're here.
Love being here, and thanks for all the support you give the local musicians.
Oh, thank you. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. It's 9:25. We'll be right back.
Bloody Marys for brunch, Lillet for lunch, your choice of wine for dinner. We have local, organic...